Hey everyone, it's Trevor and
Sherry,
and this is podcast number one. We're so excited. Our first podcast, we're talking about the importance of frequency. We'll see you in a second. Podcast number one of our Level Up Academy. So excited to be here and talking to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that this is long overdue.
Wait, really? Actually, the other day when I was registering it on podcast, well, I put it as my 2019 goal. I'm doing a podcast.
Oh, we're early
January
then.
11th, registered for Podbean. And then when I went to sign us up, change the name, whatever.
There we go.
It's like, there we go. Halfway through the year. That's not bad.
And we're so excited to be sharing our information and knowledge with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to be doing, I think, is we talk probably daily to between half a dozen to a dozen customers, clients who are looking for help. And
yep.
We're just going to be essentially sharing the information that we share with them and bringing everyday problems that that our clients or people who come through our door see. So, I mean, whether you're, you know,
solo entrepreneur to a big business, we are just helping with marketing, strategy.
Yeah, if you could be a coach, you could be in construction, you
mm-hmm.
could do event planning, you could be, you know, a cake maker, run an e-commerce store. It doesn't matter what it is. There's always something changing on the web. It's an ever-shifting landscape. So what we aim to do is just talk about things that are relevant, kind of from a 40,000-foot level. We'll
yeah.
kind of niche down a little bit, but it'll be high level. And if there's anything that we do say that you need some clarification, just drop a note underneath this podcast or send us an email, and we'll be glad to share our information and get back to you. So
mm-hmm.
how's that sound?
Yeah, sounds great. So today's topic is the importance of frequency. So a lot of people we talk to, they don't understand why they need to continue to post on Facebook or Instagram or, you know, change their website because they just did it last month.
Yes, and frequency isn't what you're dialing into, like as in a radio frequency. So it's not the importance of what channel you're on, but the frequency of how much you're putting out there. We're in a day and time where we're consumers of content, and what we really need to do is we need to be sharing as much content as possible. When if you think about the people that you're following or the people that you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you get this, I don't want to say addiction to following them, but you start following them because you're interested in what they're talking about. And as they come up and they show up in your daily role, you then watch that stuff because you want to consume that information. Well, just in the same way that you would consume information, people are looking for the information that you can share. So you need to be out there putting your information, because when they wake up in the morning, they're looking for information. We don't reach over and hit our alarm clock anymore. We reach over and grab our smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so right from the moment people wake up to the moment they go to bed, they are consuming information.
Exactly.
And you need to be a content creator so that people consume. So your frequency, the answer is how much should I be doing? The question is that. The answer is always more.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? No one's going to max out on, because a lot of people say to us, well, won't we just irritate people? I'm like, you don't have the energy to irritate people because you're not putting out that much.
Right.
You'll never hit that line.
Yeah, people will. Yeah, I'm going to be bugging them if I say something once a week. It's like once a week. We see things three times a day from some people.
Exactly.
And we consume them. So
yeah.
So just, you want to get that frequency out. It's the more frequency you have, the more trust you build. It's based on the mirror exposure effect. That's M-E-R-E, which says the more times we see something, the more trust we have. And it really goes back to, if we think of Coca-Cola, who in 140 or 150 years, they've not changed their logo. But way back then, before we called it marketing, before we called it psychology, they created a brand and somebody said, you know what? People are coming to this store and buying this drink. Why don't we take not just the drink to the next city over or town over, but let's put our logo there so that when they walk into the store, they recognize the logo and they go, oh, I had that drink at the last town. And then the next stop over. And then it was on the trains. And then it was in the restaurants. And it was in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think of Coca-Cola, it when you're looking at a menu on an airplane or in a restaurant, it's the Coca-Cola logo that you always see.
Yeah, exactly. And they did a really good job. Which brings us to our first point. If you want to build your brand, you need to increase frequency. And that brand building is what Coke does so well. They don't even... anywhere you go, you see it.
And
theaters, you're right. The arenas, everywhere.
That the their cups, it's that red the with cups, that white yeah. swirl. And now you would see it on maybe
American
The Voice,
Idol or something.
Yeah,
like
one of
that.
Those shows. Yeah. And it was just the shape of it, and you recognized
you knew
it.
Yeah.
Instantly. And you know what else is neat is Pepsi, who has changed their logo, I think, 13 times.
Yeah.
Pepsi is always saying, we taste better, take the challenge, we taste better. Do you know what Coca-Cola never says? They never say they taste better.
Yeah.
They're not worried about it. They're more worried about building trust because they understand the mere exposure effect. So they're more worried about building trust and getting their brand out there. Starbucks is the same. People are like, why would there be four Starbucks on four corners? That's silly. No.
Yeah.
They understand the value of building trust.
Exactly.
So number one, frequency builds trust. Trust translates into people buying from you. So
exactly.
You want more people buying from you, start creating more content.
Yeah. And content that they want to consume, I'll just put a caveat on that. A lot of people are just, 1,000 selfies a day, that's not going to help anyone.
Right.
You're providing value to people.
Yeah, food pictures, what you're eating.
Yeah.
Probably not up there with that content creation.
Exactly, yeah.
Unless, of course, you're at a steakhouse that nobody ever gets to go to.
Yeah.
And the chef comes out and you take that picture, adds value. So is the picture or is the content you're sending out adding value?
Yeah.
So that's step number one. More frequency builds trust. More trust equals more
money.
More transfer of e-commerce, so more
yeah.
money. So two is get in front of your people more.
Exactly. When your people are on Facebook and social media and they're on websites, they're reading blogs, they're listening to podcasts, 3/4 of the Canadian population, I'm sure it's about the same in America, they're on social media platforms.
98% of the people in North America have a smartphone,
yeah.
is what I've seen. So they can get a hold of you. And not only just on social media, start saying yes to everyone. If somebody mm-hmm. says, hey, I'm looking for someone to write a blog, would you be interested? Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking for somebody to, you know, do come to my business group and we're bringing guests out and they can share their story. Would you be interested? Yes.
Yeah.
Like, just
we talked to a lot of people, funny enough, who they're not making too much money because they're at the beginning stage of things, or pretty much when people come to us, it's because they're desperate and they want to make a change. They know it's not working for them.
Well, they've tried everything
they've tried
else, and except for they haven't tried marketing or
yeah.
strategy.
So they come to us and we're like, okay, you know what? We can get you a couple of gigs. And they're like, well, will I get paid for that? No, you're building your brand. You don't get to make money yet because you haven't showed anyone you know what you know.
Well, and it's not just gigs. It could be, hey, what about writing some blogs? And it's like, oh, do you
it's
realize
anything.
How much? That's a lot of time I got to do. It's
yeah.
like, but what else are you doing with your time right now?
Exactly.
Like you're trying to create work for yourself by spinning your wheels. Get out there, connect with people,
yeah.
talk in front of people.
Yeah, get all eyes on you. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Social media is an easy way to do it. Networking, it's an easy way to do it.
Do you know what? It's if you watch or pay attention to Gary Vee, Frank Kern, any of those people, it's they're going to out-hustle and they're going to out-train their competition.
Mm-hmm.
And they never say, Gary, I could be wrong here, but I would be blown away if I was ever at an event with Gary or Frank and somebody said, hey, there's a speaking opportunity or some place to get your name out. Would you be interested? And their first question is, well, how much money am I going to get? Because
mm-hmm.
they're all about exposure, because they understand that exposure builds everything. The more you can get in front of people, again, it goes back to that
yeah.
know, like, and trust. The more you can get in front of people, the more your frequency is up. The more your frequency is up, the more your trust is there. The more your trust is there, the more people will give you money, give
yeah.
you an order. And you're going to hear that throughout this first podcast. That's a reoccurring theme.
That's like the basis of our whole thing. We always tell people, know, like, and trust. No one's giving money to someone they think might steal it. That's why we trust Amazon. It doesn't matter that the packages are coming from Asia or China, whereas I might not go on another website that might be selling me products. I trust Amazon.
Yeah, you would never.
Same people.
You would never log into a website, or it would be hard for people to log into a website in a different country that may or may not send it to you. So Amazon has built the trust up.
Yeah.
These companies that are in You know, in Asia, in Ukraine. I buy a lot of stuff from Ukraine through Amazon, or through eBay. But it's, again, it's a built-up trust that has happened, as opposed to going direct to that person's website, which I might think, is it going to ship? Is it going to come all the way here? So I have those preconceived notions in my head, which we all do.
Yeah.
But if we go, oh, it's on eBay or Amazon, I trust them.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'll do that. So Amazon right now, they don't wake up in the morning. And this is one thing that we all need to understand. These massive companies, they don't wake up in the morning wondering how many sales I'm going to get. That's what small companies do. We wake up and we go, who's going to come through my door? How many phone calls am I going to make? What's my sales cycle going to be? Massive companies wake up in the morning and they think, how can I build more trust?
Mm-hmm.
How can I solve more problems in the world?
Yeah.
And that's what they're thinking. And that's, as a small business, what we need to be thinking like, so that we can become those giant businesses.
Exactly. And that actually goes really nicely into the third point.
Yeah.
When you build authority, that's when everything really falls into place. And that was like the game changer for my business specifically.
Yep.
And actually, even when we decided, let's go out there, let's increase our frequency, let's get in front of people, let's give them the knowledge we have.
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter is, I can tell everyone everything. I could speak to a room of 100 people and I know only one person's going to go home and do it. Because that happens all the time.
Yep.
We're training people and then the next week we'll come in, hey, who did this? And like everyone's like, oh, I got too busy or whatever.
We do a lot of training in Ontario,
mm-hmm.
and we travel a lot, and we will go back to that same city, and a lot of the people in attendance will have been at our previous training, and it's mainly a refresher course, because a day or two later they get busy with other things and they start to forget. But by building the authority, we come back and we're the ones standing in front of them. It builds the authority, and we also get to kind of inspire them to build their frequency and all that kind of stuff. So you need to become an authority, you got to get in front of people. You have to stand at the front of the class. The teacher is at the front of the class. The speaker is at the front of the audience, and they're deemed as authorities.
Yeah, and the awesome thing about being the authority, once you are established as the authority, people come to you and you're not knocking on anyone's doors anymore. That's what I realized. Once people started seeing me as, oh, this girl, you guys need to talk to Trevor and Sherry. They can help you with marketing. We weren't making cold calls anymore.
It's literally
people are coming to us. They're getting referred from other people who have seen us online. Oh, you want to talk about Facebook? They just talked about that. You got to visit them.
Let me just ask the people listening, how many people out there love making cold calls? I'm gonna say no one.
Zero.
No one likes making cold calls. Imagine if you could put yourself in the position where you're not making cold calls anymore. Imagine if you're putting yourself in the position where people are coming to you. That's what happens when you start focusing on authority and building your frequency. People will start to show up and come to you and say, I think you can help me solve my problem. Then that becomes a radically different position for the salesperson in you. You're no longer knocking on their door,
begging them
in desperation, trying to get business. Somebody's coming to you to say, can you help me? And what is it going to cost to do this? And it really puts you back in the driver's seat of saying, this is what the cost is. This is how much, you know, how long it's going to take. And this is what I can do for you. It's much better if people come to you than you going out to people.
Because then you don't have to convince them it's worth it. They already know it's worth it. They know.
Yeah.
And
the other thing too, that gives you confidence in pricing. One thing if you really want to shoot yourself in the foot, when a potential client says, well, what's this going to cost me? And you say, well, what's your budget? Right then and there, that shows you are not confident enough to tell them what your costs are. You're hoping that they'll set the budget. Psychologically, this is what it says. Hey, I'm not confident enough to tell you the big number. Let's say the big number is $5,000 to keep numbers round. What's it going to cost? And you're thinking it's going to be $5,000, but I don't know what their budget is. And then you go, what's their budget? And then the customer says what they always say. I don't know. You tell me what it's going to cost. And then you start sweating and you go, $5,000. And you're not sounding confident. If they come to you, though, and they go, can you help me? Yes, I can. However, the cost to do this is you're looking at $5,000. Is that in your budget? Now the tables have turned again. So now you're where the customer is. When you're asking what their budget is and they don't answer, you are now kind of leading this conversation. And then it's up to the customer to say, you know what, that's a little bit too much, or that's what I was thinking. Again, the authority builds the trust, the authority builds the frequency adds to the trust gets people to call you to
hire you
and to give you money. And more importantly, in the absence of value, trust, or in the absence of value, price is always an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are the authority, you are bringing value. Therefore, trust, or therefore price, becomes less of an issue. So, I think our first podcast, we just want to say to people, build frequency, increase your frequency, build authority, make sure your authority is up there, get your trust going, get it to a high level. And then once you're up there, the people will start knocking on your door. We promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it firsthand. We see it with all the people that we work with, where people start knocking on their doors and coming to them.
And we're not going to tell you anything we haven't tried and tested ourselves. That's why we know for a fact it works. We've done it ourselves. We've seen the results. We've done it for our clients. We've seen the results. We're telling you these things are tried, tested, and true. And it's a rare day that it won't work
if
you actually give it your all.
And not only that, that's why we're so frustrated about this podcast. It's like, dang it, we should have done
this.
We
knew this. Our other clients are doing it.
and actually, we're helping people set up their podcast. Yeah. So we're like, man, we got to do this. So do this. And again, it might take a while. We're not saying that, hey, you put up a couple videos on Facebook and next thing you know, you're going to get called. You could.
Mm-hmm.
But it might take a few extra, you know, kicks at the can. And it might take a little bit to get to that authority. But once you get it, forgiveness comes in and you own that space. Uh-huh. So I encourage everyone, increase your frequency, increase your authority, and the business will follow.
Mm-hmm.
This has been an amazing fist bump. You guys can't see it, but we're fist bumping. Oh, we should take a picture of that. But we're taking, this has been an amazing first podcast. And as I said, as things come up, we're going to be talking. So it could be a couple times a week only just once a week. But keep listening and keep asking your questions, and we're here to help.
Exactly. All right. Thanks so much for listening.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Sherry.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks.